I when we were youngsters going around, we used to go to a lot of those places, the garden parties and everything.
Would you?
Yeah. Under, yeah, 15, 16, 17.
Just getting the boat and go.
Bunch of fellas. Yeah. Usually the one of the old, like I was too young to be going there, but some of the older fellas like Andy Ennis or Joe Casey or some of that crowd would be going.
Yeah.
And we'd jump board with them and
spend it.
Spend a night over wherever. Yeah.
Yeah.
I had a great memory of one great memory of went to the dance and everything in St. Kieran's. We had a grand time. Never forgot it.
Is that right?
Yeah.
So who'd
probably
be playing?
15 or 16.
Who played the
there were different players. I think Dominic Burns probably was the first time I ever heard Dominic Burns playing.
Right?
Was there? Yeah.
Yeah.
Like they come from different areas, like fellas that could play, the probably Cladis Harbour, I don't know, probably Dan Gammon and them back then. I don't know. Who would
they
be, really?
You wouldn't know him.
I know home, like, to the square dance and everything, would be Kevin Pomeroy. There was different Dan Pomeroy, or Dan Wilson, Kevin Pomeroy, Vince Pomeroy when he got older, a bit older, yeah. Yeah.
What would the dances be, Eugene? Would they be square sets, like a Lancers?
Mostly the square dance we did. We did a bit of the Lancers, and I think there's a little bit of the Virginia Reeled on too, right? But mostly the square dance when we were on the go, right? We were pretty young. Yeah, and old fella Paul Wilson, he used to play tin whistle. I never ever forgot, you know.
Is that right?
He played, and he was up in his 70s at the time, and... And he had a queer accent. He said, "Key, you Redskins." He said, "You get off the floor." And I was to let the old fellas out. He said, "Cause I wants to go home. I'm going home." And he played a whistle for just a whistle
just
only.
A whistle.
And he'd be come right back on her. And even with the accordion, when the guys beat her down, they drowned out the accordion. You wouldn't even hear an accordion or anything else. And Buddy would be playing away, or Paul would be playing his tin whistle, and just as they knocked off dancing, you hear the tin whistle going, or the accordion, or whatever, right? You know, and writing beats, whatever, you know, they never lost a beat or nothing, you know. I said it was,
You didn't need the orchestras or
I often say, you go to a dance, the dance is no good tonight, the band wasn't no good and all this, but you really never had no band, you made your own, huh?
No, you'd probably say that the band was no good when you were growing up, because it wasn't a band.
It wasn't a band, you know, made your own, like I said, you made your own time, and that was it, you know. If you're up for the dance, you stayed there and you stayed there all night, you know.
That's right. You'd have to make a good time for
yourself. That's right.
You,
because I mean, probably be only few and far between the dances and everything, you know. Yeah. St. Patrick's Weekend or coupled in the summer, probably later on. We might get the odd one later on in the spring, but mostly then the garden parties in the summer were big. You go to like places like I remember we went to, we used to go to Isle of Allen, and we used to go to Red Island. I don't think I ever went down to Port Royal. Used to be a good time, but I don't think I ever got down there for some reason. I remember going to Big Paradise for a garden party, but I never went to Petit Fort or none of those places.